Last time I had showed you in verse 4, the 13th chapter, that all down through history, there have been those who were actually worshiping Satan the devil and thinking they were worshiping God. But it's interesting when you see what these people say. What is the motive or the attitude of heart and mind of those who were involved in such worship? Here it first depicts the great successive revivals of a Roman Empire, including the prophesied end-time final resurrection of which Hitler and Mussolini's Axis was only a predecessor or a weak forerunner or a type. Now, state worship is perhaps nowhere so well epitomized as it was during the days of the rise and the fall of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. We want to talk about that for just a moment, because it is important to biblical prophecy, and it's important to get a handle on and to understand what is going to happen in the next round in Central Europe. What is going to happen with a reunified Germany at the head of a 10-nation combine of powerful economic, industrial, and military nations in Central Europe, which will no doubt become a kind of a United States of Europe, but this time embodying perhaps 250 million human beings from just this side of the Urals all the way to the Atlantic Wall. It says in verse 4, they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast. And the beast is, of course, not only the Romish system and the final great conglomerate of government, the 10-nation government, but it is also the individual who occupies the position of a kind of a super general or a super king, a despot, over 10 other military leaders, making them 11 in all, because the beast and the false prophet, these are the two individuals. The one is a great religious leader called the false prophet in biblical parlance, and the other is a great military and political leader who is called the beast. And they are over, between the two of them, 10 nations. Now it says, they worship the beast, and they said, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? This is a military statement. The tremendous admiration of military power and strength. Now, if you've read William Shirer and some of the other writers about the Third Reich, about the rise and finally the collapse of Nazi Germany, if you've read some of the old German geopoliticians and some of the backdrop and background of the entire emergence of what we call today communism, you know that it's only a step or two away from what Marx talked about, which, by the way, began in Germany, not Russia. Marxism is a product of some of the Germanic schools of thought. And National Socialism was a very, very short step away from the collective type of communism practiced in the Leninist Marxist society of the Soviet Union today. Very close indeed. Well, state worship was certainly epitomized by the fervor and the furor of the masses of the millions of German people during World War II, who were just ecstatic over the display of Nazi Germany's military strength. There are many books still extant. You can go and buy them in bookstores that show the pictures, including the Nazi propaganda pictures, of the looks of absolute adulation, of adoration. And you cannot help but say those people were worshiping Hitler. They were worshiping their military power. They were worshiping that juggernaut of blitzkrieg, that brand new form of warfare, using the mechanized mobile powers to go lance-like 40, 60, 100 miles in only one day, clear inside an enemy country, drop paratroops behind the lines, and then, of course, the deadly pinpoint bombing of the Stuka dive bombers, the landing of the huge Junkers 52s and others, the transports that drop people at airports clear behind the lines, and suddenly, in a matter of hours or a matter of days, a great nation was completely on its knees because they were hiding behind a line of trenches and tank traps that represented World War I thinking. Well, here in this scripture, when it says they worship the dragon and they worship the beast, you find the example of state worship, and that is going to begin to happen once more.